2012 promises to bring more big changes and challenges to agencies all over government. That includes the Homeland Security community. Members of Congress have pledged to lock down the borders and better protect workers, just to name a couple of issues, all while the government deals with tighter budgets. Jordy Yeager writes for The Hill. He joins us now with a look at some of the priorities Congress has set for Homeland Security this year. Hi, Jordy. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So I don't know how easy it is to boil this down, but what would you say is maybe the number one agenda item for the House and Senate Homeland Security Committees? And you can pick two or three if that's easier.
Sure, absolutely. They've got, as you said, they've got a number of issues before them, and it ranges pretty much from TSA, the Transportation Security Administration, security and screening at airports and cargo facilities, to creating a fully interoperable nationwide communication system that can be used in the event of a national large-scale emergency. But the number one priority that's really facing them right now is to present the president with some sort of comprehensive cybersecurity bill. And that's something that the Senate's been working on for a number of years, and the House has really buckled down on within the last 6 to 8 months to try to get the president something before the end of this Congress.
The cyber bill is something that Congress has been working on for feels like 18 months, maybe 2 years now. Why did you do? Are you getting signals from people you talked to on the Hill that this is closer this year than ever before? I mean, for instance, I know Senator Reid, Majority Leader Reid, has already said that he's going to make this a priority. But when you look at some of the other priorities, such as the tax cut extension and the 2013 budget, it leaves one to wonder whether how far up cyber can be on the to-do list.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, you're right. Senate Majority Harry Reid has said that he'll bring this to the Senate floor within the first work period when the Senate returns this year. And so it is going to be more and more contentious. Obviously, it's an election year, and so campaign season is going to take more and more precedence as the year pushes on. And I think there is a sense on Capitol Hill that from folks I'm talking to in both the House and the Senate on these committees and within leadership that there really has to be a fire underneath their feet before it kind of gets stale as the year progresses. And so it'll be interesting to see how it pushes forward, but I think there is a lot of consensus as far as bipartisan and bicameral. And so there seems to be a lot of movement and agreement from the White House as well. There are some sticking points, but there shows some commitment right now to be able to move through those.
We talk a lot about the Senate. I mean, they have some pretty good, in terms of people who are supportive of cybersecurity, Senator Rockefeller, Senator Lieberman, Senator Collins. Let's talk about the House for a second. It seems to be fewer people who are getting on the cyber bandwagon. So at least publicly, there's been several bills. I know Congresswoman Clark, Congresswoman Watson have talked about it and sometimes have introduced them. Congressman Langevin's another one. What are you hearing on the House side?
On the House side, there seems to be, I mean, you're right, Langevin does have his own measure, and then there's also the measure for the spectrum update that Greg Walden put forward, and so there's lots of independent measures. I think the tricky thing right now is to see whether or not there can be a consensus built around one, because there seems to be a push to attach it to some sort of larger measure, like you saw with the payroll tax cut. The payroll tax measure. And so it's going to be tricky to see whether or not it'll be attached to something else, because there is that push by Republicans that they will go on a standalone measure if they can't build some consensus around another. Congressman Peter King, the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, has also voiced his full support for passing something, as well as Congressman Benny Thompson. He's the ranking Democrat on that committee, and so Henry Waxman and so several other powerful figures on both sides of the aisle. So I think there is consensus there. It's just a matter of kind of getting the details ironed out about whether or not a network will be overseen by some sort of nonprofit or overseen by some sort of independent auditor or DHS itself.
Pivoting to border security for just a second, I think it's fair to say that one of the signature policy changes under the Obama administration has been to set priorities and to limit deportations pretty much to people who are the most dangerous criminals in the country. And we read this weekend in the New York Times that the ICE collective bargaining unit is pushing back against that, declining to participate in training on that program. Is there any sign that you're picking up that Congress might sort of join with that effort, either prohibit that training or push back against the Obama administration's overall deportation strategy?
Yeah, I think there are signs, and it's the secure communities is definitely at the forefront of that. There's a number of kind of contentions around that within Congress, and whether or not in using these ICE memos that were issued to prioritize deportations, that folks are actually being discriminated against through the secure communities program. And so there is a growing consensus, not only within the CHC, the Hispanic Caucus, but also folks along the border and folks who are hearing from their constituents that it's affecting businesses in a poor way. And this is at a time when you can't afford to have any sort of economic downturn on top of what's already existing.
We are speaking with Jordi Yeager, a reporter with the Hill newspaper. Now, Mr. Yeager, one other point I thought would be interesting. DHS over the years has gotten beaten up by Congress, whether Republicans or Democrats. Do you see kind of a change in the attitude toward DHS? Do you feel like the committee specifically feel pretty confident that DHS has, if you will, turned the corner and is really meeting the mission that was initially laid out in that 2000 when it was developed, when it was created in 2003?
I do. I think that there is it's been a hard road for DHS to tread, if not because it's had so many agencies to kind of rein in. But they've definitely received their fair share of criticism from members of Congress for that. But that's lessened. I think that there definitely are points of contention, and one of the largest ones is their attention to countering homegrown radicals within the U.S. and the ability for terrorists to radicalize within the U.S. But it's definitely become less and less. They've become I wouldn't say more tolerant, but kind of more satisfied with the level of maturity and also satisfaction that DHS has been able to bring them. And that ranges from everywhere from Border Patrol to TSA across the board. I think that there is. And the IG reports that have come out have been more and more glowing as well. And so they've been actively fixing the problems that have been glaring mistakes in the past or glaring omissions.